What is up, my party pizzas? Fuck Batman and let's do this. Whoa, my name is Corey. I'm getting things started off hot because Emma Skies is back. What's up?
Why do you hate me?
I don't.
Why do you want to hurt me?
I just know you feel strongly. And I want to rev you up because you've been gone so long and I've missed your strong opinions and your anger.
There's so much of it. I have like a week's worth of pent-up anger.
And I'm going to let you get it all out on this week's show because you listened to last week's show and had some things. So I'm going to give you time to set the record straight.
Yep.
Good to have you back. Also joining us on the show, David Webb, what's up, man?
What's going on, everybody?
Back up, on Webb? A Wednesday,
it's
dude.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's weird. I forget which camera to look at.
So many.
I do this one. I don't know. It's confusing.
And the reason he has cameras is because we do the show live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. If you listen to the podcast, which we know you do, you should pop in over there on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights to talk to us live. You can get in there, interact, ask questions. We respond. There's an after show where it usually gets really weird. It's fun for the fam. No, it's not.
It's
definitely adult. But David, what did you do with the time off, man? Like, I imagine, like, this show's a lot of work, people. And he had, like, a little vacation time, got to go into the woods and experiment new hobbies. What have you been doing?
For the first week, I didn't know what to do with myself. It was weird. I kept wanting to post social media stuff and do show art.
What do you do on a Wednesday night?
Dude, the first Wednesday, it was good that I was camping, because that helped me transition into not doing anything.
Yeah.
But if I had been home, I would have just probably driven over here and just sat out front. My phone kept giving me your address, because, like, it predicts.
Wow, thank you so much, Pocket Asian, for gifting Skip and Tosh.
Thank you for the sub.
A sub, you're sub now, Curtis.
What?
Yeah,
what,
congratulations. Crazy. Welcome to the gangbang.
Thank you so much, Pocket Asian.
I need to work on that catchphrase.
Let's work on that one.
I mean, Emma has a good one. She has Skynet. Emma Skies. Skynet.
I can't take credit for that. That was somebody in the chat.
Pocket Asian.
Hey.
Pocket Asian just dropping it.
He subbed himself again.
Oh, okay.
Tier 3. Nice. Tier 6 three. Months
of
course in a row.
He is. Look at that. I have to turn down those notifications.
It's a little fucking scary on this end.
That's the thing we do with the show live, people. We're doing it live.
Fuck it.
Curtis, you're back, man. How you been?
Man, I've been better than Dick Grayson in Titans, but we'll talk about that.
It's a real low bar to set.
I'm glad we have negative people back. Like, usually it's my spot, and I'm going through some stuff, guys. I'm 30 now. I'm turning a new page on my negativity. I'm a new man.
It's all downhill
from there. You were at my birthday party. Thanks for coming out, Curtis.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
You made a splash, man. You made some impressions.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I was getting messages from, like, my wife's friends.
What?
Like, saying, I really like that Curtis guy.
Okay, so that makes sense, because, like, wife's friends... Like, in older ladies, like, I'm like,
you just called.
Are they all older ladies?
No. I said and.
okay.
As well as.
Including older ladies.
Wife's friend. In addition. Yes.
As well as.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Webb, for helping me out there.
It was wouldn't. There was a double negative.
That's what it was. Wouldn't.
He'll wait for tomorrow, and then he'll respond.
He'll come back.
Yes, absolutely.
Continue. I'm interested to hear this development.
Man, I don't know, man. I always say that I'm like Captain America. I'm like a man at a time. So I think, like, I just kind of connect with, like, the older generation. And, like, obviously wives and wives' friends.
Wives and wives' friends.
Yes, I am. I'm very... But, like, okay, to put that in perspective, my best friend, Bart, who might be watching right now, I am best friends not only with him, but literally, like, a separate friend relationship with his wife. Mm. She's literally like my sister. And, yeah, so...
She was like, he's so open. Like, and he... And because I think she played against you in Nidhogg.
Oh yeah. That was Sekka fun. Yeah.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a new fan, man.
Dude, I'm stoked, man. I try to be an open book. I try to be, you know, inviting. You know, as negative as I am about so many things, like, I'm trying to be a good person.
I think there's a balance.
There is. I'll let you know when I find it. For right now, it's wives, friends, and including.
In, yeah. As well web, as I got you.
As well
I
as. Got you. Old ladies.
All right. And I wanted to start the show off giving Emma... first of all, let's thank our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one comic and coffee spot, GG Gamer Subs, get your bump with Gamer Subs, and Vast Social Media Agency. Talk to those guys if you want to build your brand. But Emma, you had to sit on the sidelines. You got to have fun. You met Ivy in person. You guys did a stream on the Alienware truck. What was that like?
That was interesting. It was, yes, it was air conditioned, but it was also open. So it was like, there was kind of an airflow in there. It was really nice though, because you got to just, it was in the shade. That was all that mattered. It was in the shade. You got to sit down and just like stop moving for a while. I was like, this is the whole reason to be here.
Was it hot down there?
It was okay the first couple days. I was hot that day because I was in Batwoman, and that's a very, like, it looks like it would be very comfortable, but it's not.
It's all black too, so it's retaining the heat as like you're going.
It's like a sport denim fabric, so it doesn't breathe. It's very, don't let me make things. but yeah, it was fun. Ivy was great. It was like, there's always this sort of like, you're meeting somebody that you know online in person. You don't know how it's going to go. But it was actually really great. We were just like, oh, cool. Like, old friends. This is perfect.
Nice. Okay. Like, now, no, she's not on the show. You can give us the real. Was it really? I mean, I've dealt with her plenty of times. I know she can be.
Let me give you the real tea. She was fantastic.
All right. She was very complimentary of you, too. Like, abnormally. Like, she messaged me out of nowhere. I was like, you know what? I like Emma. And I was like, cool. Aww. Like, all right. I'm like,
there we go.
Me too.
Girls are the nicest. We're just the nicest to each other. Girls are so nice. Well, that one, guys. Drunk girls are really nice.
Was there drinking? Did you guys get a chance to party down?
No, I never party in San Diego. I don't do parties at San Diego Comic Con.
Why? That's the best place to do it.
I hate it. I was talking about this with a friend of mine that I was rooming with as well. And like, neither of us are into it because it's so exclusive and everything is like, you got to be in, you got to be on the list. Yeah, and like, if I have to fight to get on a list to maybe get into a party, I don't fucking care that much.
Yeah.
If you want me there, invite me to your party. If you don't, cool. I'm going to go back to my hotel room and eat pizza.
That's true.
I'm the exact same way. When I used to go down to LA, no more parties in LA. Kanye told us a long time ago. But when I used to go down there a lot for all the music stuff, it'd be the same thing. Be like, oh, let's go over here, let's go over there. And then sometimes it'd be like, okay, my homie who's a bouncer can either put us on the list or open up the kitchen back. I'm like, bruh, I'm just going to go back to my hotel. I'm about to get down on some TV shows or like play my Diaz, dog. Come on. Just let me know when the business meeting's in the morning.
I don't know, like clamoring to get into what all the people are into does not make me feel good. Nah, so I'm like,
me neither.
I'm not going to crawl my way in.
Nah.
Corey and I are kind of the opposite.
Yeah, me and David love it. We eat like, that shit up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my name's David Webb. I'm executive producer for NBC. Yeah. You don't believe me? You know what? Give me your boss's name.
Yeah, you don't believe me? You don't have a job on Monday.
To me, it's a game. I want to see how exclusive the party is, and I'm willing to risk it all and get kicked out. Like, I've been kicked out of like Game of Thrones exhibits for trying to jump the line. Yeah. I just do whatever I can to get free shit and get as drunk as possible with spending the least amount of money. And it entertains me.
That's the other thing. If there's not an open bar, I'm not going.
Oh.
If I have to pay for drinks,
No, that's true. If it's I will literally like get into a party and see if it's not open bar, I leave.
Yep.
Because they overcharge. Don't be fooled by that stuff.
I will go going to a con wine.
With Corey is he organizes. It's the most organization I've ever seen. He organizes the parties and then he categorizes it by like how much free stuff and how like the open bar. And it's like, those are the ones you have to hit first.
Yeah.
As we map things out on Google Maps, it's crazy.
It's Black Friday for me.
It's like, it's
you know how people get a plan and they got to go, okay, I'm going to hit Target to get the Nintendo Switch. Snaps. Then I'm going to be over to Best Buy and I'm going to get the TV. It's exactly what it is.
It's for... like extreme couponing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Couponing.
Extreme partying with Corey Vincent.
And I love it because I'm just like, yep, let's do it.
Yeah. That might have to be an IRL stream. Oh my god, that will do numbers.
Webb's had to babysit a few times too.
Yeah.
Where were we when it was really bad? We went into the grocery store for some
reason. Oh yeah, that was TwitchCon year one.
Oh yeah.
We left the Astro Party and we were trying to go to a war. What was it? The Warframe? World of Tanks?
Oh, World of Tanks.
Okay. No, yeah. World of Ships.
Oh yeah.
The
yeah,
aircraft
yeah.
carrier one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all the same.
And we had us. It was like. Sort of not the opposite side of the city, but it was a distance. And we went to a grocery store because we had to use the bathroom. And then we stopped outside of some sort of restaurant to wait for our Lyft. And they thought that Corey was homeless, so they came out and gave Corey like this like Pokeball, and which then we brought with us to the Lyft, and we're like, hey, have you eaten yet? Do you want this Pokeball?
We gave it to the Lyft driver. Yeah. I remember when we went into that grocery store being so drunk that he went to the bathroom and I was just standing like in front of like the cold air where you get the drinks, mm-hmm. the chilled drinks. Yeah. And there was a cop walking and there was like a family on one aisle. And I just remember the whole time he was in there thinking, don't do anything stupid. Don't say anything. Don't do anything stupid. You're fine. This is going to be. And it was the longest bathroom break in my like that he took in my life because
I was in there for 2 minutes.
Yeah. It was an eternity. But that's fun, man. I cannot wait to the next Twitch party.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Twitch throws the best parties. There's a shadow party coming up here in the weekend.
Yeah. So we'll be I'm excited to for that. That up.
But okay, you had to sit on the sidelines though. You actually listened to the show and I understand you had a few gripes with some of our opinions.
I had a main gripe. There was a main gripe.
Okay.
You're fucking wrong about Titans. Enough. You were fucking wrong about Titans. Curtis is the only sane person in this room.
I told all of you.
Called it out, walked in, and the first thing you said was Titans was trash. Thank you.
Hey, it's the least I can
I was so I'm in my car and I was listening to it on my way home. It was like the last leg of the trip. So I'd already been driving for like 9 hours and I had like 2.5 hours left to go. I was like, I'll listen to the podcast. And I was like, you guys are talking about trailers and you get to Titans. And I'm like, all right, they're going to rip into this. This is going to be great. This is going to be cathartic. And you're like, yeah, I think I'll watch it. I think it looks pretty good. I think it's going to be a good time. I was yelling at my car. I was like, what are you doing? What are you saying? What is this? Am I taking fucking crazy pills?
You had some stuff to say about it on your stream, too, which I found very interesting. I do see your side. So, I mean, listen, I have zero horses in this race because I don't care about the Titans in any of their existing forms. The comic books, the cartoons, the children, the cartoons. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like they're all over the place and I have no interest in them. This, I was like, okay, it looks terrible. Like, the whole, I'm falling thing on the green screen.
So bad.
Yeah, the effects were terrible. I thought Fuck Batman was cool.
No, I was like, so yeah. Bad.
But then when you brought it to my attention, you had said, do you see the giant red screen at the beginning of the trailer that said, this is for mature people? Have you ever seen that before? And a light bulb went off. I was like, yeah, they really
are.
Yeah,
they're really pushing that hard. They're like, we are edgy and we are dark.
Yep.
And that's always fucking worked for DC in the last 5-10 years. It's gone great for them.
For me, I see that. And I just go, okay, you know, okay, they're warning me. But then I put myself in the state of mind of like a 12-year-old who saw that. And I would have been like, oh, I'm so cool. Ooh, I get so to cool. watch this.
Exactly. Because they and that's the whole mindset behind it. And that's how I'm like, how are they deceiving people so much? They took two separate words that we like to say or that we like and they put them together and they tricked us.
Yeah.
Fuck Batman. We're like, okay, well, we're cool with fuck. Yeah. And we love Batman. Yeah. It's like, no, no.
And then you brought up that it doesn't make any sense because it's Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson is not a fuck Batman character. You
never
cannot have
been.
Dick Grayson as, oh, it was so bad. So I was mentioning on my stream, I was like, we had a fantastic Teen Titans show. If you've never watched the original Teen Titans show, it ran from, I want to say, 05 to 07. It's incredible. It's well worth a watch. It's really good. So we had that. And then it got canceled on a fucking cliffhanger. And it was devastating. So then we're bringing it back. And we got this show that looks like it's made for 3-year-olds. And then now we're getting live action. And it looks like it's made for edgy 13-year-olds. I'm like, there is a happy medium in there somewhere. And it's all we want.
That's all we want.
Just bring back the original. How hard is that?
That's what I was going to say.
How hard is that? Like they're doing with Young Justice. They're not changing a whole lot of it.
No, absolutely not. They're bringing back the crew. They're progressing the story. It's very easy. I don't. But that's the thing, though. They're like, okay, it's going through our platform. Let's really kind of stretch our wings and let's push the boundaries and see how far we can push this thing. Let's just try to be as edgy and dark as possible. I'm like, the only reason why you guys are so dark and literally like using like not a lot of daylight is to hide the trashy sets. smoke and low light and you think you're going to fool us? Try again.
Is it daylight ever in this movie? It's like, all nighttime.
Never.
And like story-wise, it doesn't even make sense because it's like the Robin and Raven show, which kind of makes sense from like an original comics point of view because we were talking about this all weekend because she's really big on it, but like Raven in the comics is originally brings together the Titans because she comes from Azeroth and puts the Titans together to defeat her father, Trigon.
Right.
But she doesn't appear in the trailers to understand or know that Trigon is her father, so why is she the one that's going to be at the center of this, bringing everybody together? When I'm like, what is this?
It makes no sense. And then we got a grown-ass Robin.
Why is a grown-ass so Robin? Than all of them.
He's supposed to be Nightwing.
And the girl that plays Raven is, I want to say, 13. I want to say she's 13 or 14. And then I think, well, the woman that plays Starfire is like late 20s.
What? They are just tearing up the, this timeline makes no sense.
I don't understand it at all.
No.
I just love that you guys are so fired up about it. Like, I have no idea what you said. You're talking about Trigons and bygones be Trigons. I have no idea what any of that means, but well, I'm fascinated.
This was an interesting flip because we were talking about this earlier. We're like, months ago when they had like the leaked set photos and we were all talking about the leaked set photos and everybody was like, these are trash, this is fucking garbage, and I was in the corner like, maybe it'll be okay, they're just set photos, I'm gonna be
That's
like
true.
We're gonna let it, like, I'll just wait till we see it, it could still be great, and then it comes out and I'm like, this is fucking garbage, and you guys are like, yeah, I think I'll give this a chance.
Like, how did, yeah, it's
like, how did this so happen crazy.
Gotta give a big shout out to Myth, our boy Cody at Vast, for giving us the giant host there.
Hey,
thank you. I hope you had
you
a great
host.
Yes, and the least we could do is read his comment. And I think this one's directed to Curtis and Emma. He says, I don't know, you guys sitting here hating, I'm just gonna enjoy that shit.
Yeah,
so
but then he said Kappa. For those uninitiated, that means that's kind of like saying psych,
right. Yeah. I'll probably we were talking about this, I'll probably hate watch it because I'll have the service anyway because of Young Justice, so I'm sure I'll watch it and just talk shit. And you know what? If it proves me wrong and it's fucking fantastic, we're all winners.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be fantastic. It's going to be very bad.
It's going to be really bad.
Quickly, too, just because you were gone, and this has got to be something you have opinions on, James Gunn.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
We talked about
I
it last
knew
week.
That was coming.
The consensus here was that, fuck, 10 years ago, we've all said stupid things, and it seems like he's atoned. His attitude, even after the fact, has been pretty stand-up, you know, about it, like just kind of expressing, mm-hmm. you know, what I've learned and I'm okay with this, it sucks or whatever, but what do you think?
I mean, he's taking it in stride. I think that Disney was well within their rights to fire him, so that's whatever. The problem that I have is that this was public knowledge long before this. Disney knew this when they hired him.
Yep.
They were well aware. So they're not firing him because of his offensive whatever.
Right.
They're firing him because now people know about it. Mm-hmm. If this had stayed quiet, Disney wouldn't give a shit.
So did you see recently Dan Harmon, the creator of Rick and Morty and Community?
Yeah.
Community, one of my favorite shows of all time. Rick and Morty I like, but someone, he has Harmon Quest out there. Like, he's a successful dude. Someone went through and dug up some stuff that he had put on the internet about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Before Community, and it was a mock of Dexter. It was like a parody where he played the Dexter character, and what he did was like molest baby dolls.
What?
So he would sneak in.
He's a weird dude anyway, so.
He is. The thing was, like, you know how it was normalizing murder?
Yeah.
The bit was, you know, if you can normalize murder, what
you
can normalize
pedophilia.
Yeah, and I don't think, I didn't see it, but I'm hoping and I think that the baby didn't represent an actual baby, but it just represented like a doll, so he just rubbed his junk on dolls. You could take it however you want. But he deleted his Twitter account.
Like, did he really? Yeah. Like, he deleted his whole account?
He deleted his account, went, like, kind of off the grid, put out a statement on how, you know, he did put out shit and realized it wasn't funny and took it down and stuff like that. But he went and deleted his whole shit.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. There's a conversation to be had about, like, do we forgive these things and when do we forgive them? Personally, with James Gunn, like, even though it was 10 years ago, he was in his 40s. He was not a young guy. This is not like, he was a kid. He didn't know what he was saying. He was in his 40s. Like,
yeah.
He said that shit well aware. Like, he's fully.
I don't know if age. Like, people are of all different maturities and stuff like that. I believe that we're constantly changing and evolving and progressing as people. So some people are do it faster than others. Whether you're. I don't think that part matters. I don't care how old he was when he. Yeah, exactly. Because the thing, like. I never even thought of his age at the time, honestly. I just know that 10 years ago, however old he was, he said some stupid stuff. Yeah, I would assume it would be younger because that is really infantile, unforgivable stuff that he said. But, like, he changed. You evolve. 10 years grows. The project and working with Marvel, he gives most of the credit for maturing him. Like, before he said, like, you know, it was kind of like he's working for the man now and he's going to be a rebel. But he's learned that, you know, to grow up and work with these giant titans of the industry, and I don't know, I feel bad for him.
I think he's taking it in stride. He's not lashing out. He thinks, like, he seems, his statement seems to think that, like, oh, yeah, they were well within their rights. Like, I accept what I did and I take responsibility. And that's great. That's how you respond to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Disney was well within their rights to do it, but I also recognize that they were aware of this before. And I think it's important that, like, we can talk about these things and recognize that this was not done for a good reason. Mike Cernovich didn't do this because he's like, oh, you know, I just want everybody to know, you know, that this person is out there and doing this. He did it as a gotcha moment because he is that kind of person. And he's like, look what the liberals do, too. Like, Mike Cernovich is not doing this for altruistic reasons. So it's like, you got to be able to recognize all sides of it where, like, every side of this is bullshit. James Gunn is bullshit for what he said. Disney's bullshit for trying to pretend like they care. Mike Cernovich is bullshit because it's all a fucking mess.
It's all bullshit.
Take me back to that word, altruistic.
Yes.
Altruistic.
What does that mean?
Like, he didn't do it with some greater purpose in mind.
Right. Purely for the goodness.
Yeah, he didn't just do it because, like, it's the right thing to do.
Oh, I knew that. I just meant for the fans who may be listening.
Altruism.
Yeah.
Hit the Google.
Word of the day. BGB, word of the day.
Now I really hope I use that word right.
I totally knew what it meant.
You
did.
You totally did.
Oh, look at that. What playing? Deep song right on cue.
That was such a smooth transition.
Thank you. I mean, I don't control it. It's the podcast gods who do. And they determined that now is the time we play What You Playing. So we're going to go round Rabel. I haven't explained the rules in a while. So basically what happens is What You Playing gods send a message to us via that siren song. And then we go through the table one by one. We talk about what we've been playing. And I have been keeping track since the beginning of the show, and I assign points. David, you're still in last place, but nice. Maybe you can change that today because you're right there on the cusp.
Right there on the cusp.
Yeah,
all right.
What you been playing?
No Man's Sky.
Loses update. All of his points.
Update. The update. Oh,
this is an anomaly. I don't know what to do with this.
I played most recent game I played was No Man's Sky with a new update. Just came out yesterday. And I saw other people.
Okay.
So that's cool. I tried to get help from them, and I'm just gonna assume they are AFK and that they would normally be good people.
Is there a PvP aspect? Can these people harm you or steal your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could fight each other, or you could team up. Like, yeah, you could do space battles. You could fight each other on land.
So is there like a hub? How did you find people? Because I thought the world was so big you wouldn't see people.
I just so happened to see these two people. I was on a planet and they ran out of fuel. And I was trying to find uranium to fill my ship up. And I see these two ships just hovering. And so I'm like shooting up in the air trying to get their attention, and they're just like not moving.
And
so,
are these the first people you've seen in the game since you played it?
These are the first people I've seen in the game.
So you're kind of freaking out. Like,
I'm like, holy crap, there's people.
Build a fire, smoke. Yeah,
pretty much. Before that, I went to a space station, and there was more NPCs in the space station than I'd ever seen. So I thought there were people. Mm-hmm. So I'm running around going, are you a person? No. Are you a person? No. Are you a person? No. There was no people on the space station.
Because nobody plays No Man's Sky.
There were 12 people that still play it, Emma. Including somebody that you know. It's pretty interesting. So the update includes multiplayer, of course. They're making changes to the bases. The bases are bigger. You can build them in more areas that you couldn't before. They did an overhaul in the graphics, which I actually really noticed. It really stood out to me. It was brighter, and it just seemed crisper. It's No Man's Sky, but there's more options to do there now, so I'm not as upset about it.
Take me back to these people, though. You're sitting there, you're signaling, you're shooting your gun. What happens?
Nothing. Zero things happened. Their ships just hovered. They did nothing. I died like 6 times. Had to keep swimming out to the radioactive water to get my stuff and then make it back, and I'm stuck on an island. I'm actually probably going to restart the game because I'm screwed.
I'm just going to wipe the whole character.
I tried to kill myself to like try and like respawn
Jesus.
Back.
Jesus, yeah, all right.
It got dark. to spawn back in the space station, but it auto-saved the moment I exited my ship. On this island I landed at. And I thought, I was like, oh, I'm going to be super cool. I'm going to cruise down the ocean. I'm going to land on this island. Did not check how much fuel I had. I go to get back in. There's like this acid rain that comes. I go sit back in the cockpit. Go lift off. No fuel in thrusters. Shit.
Yeah. So you're hearing this, Emma. Just trash the game. Emma, any interest after you hear these updates?
Not even a little.
Not even a little? Curtis, come on, man.
I was up in the chat with him. I was digging. I was like, "Whoa, the graphics look so cool." And me, I'm like playing Nintendo games with like, you know, like 720p if you're lucky. So I'm like, "Wow, look at the details." I don't know, man. It looked dope to me, but what do I know? I'm just a humble Smash Brothers player. I'm just a humble FGC player. What do I know?
So there's like some controversy going on with like some people aren't getting multiplayer. Like what's the situation?
Yeah, so the crazy part is if you bought it from GOG.com, good old games, you're not getting multiplayer for the foreseeable future.
Why?
They're blaming it on a technical issue, and that their quote was something along the lines of, because we're a small company, a small dev team, building out multiplayer on multiple platforms is not an easy thing to do, and so it's going to take us time. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, but that's PC. It's still PC. It's...
Yeah, like what makes their world... So they're on different servers than Steam people?
The only difference between if you buy a game from GOG versus Steam is GOG is DRM-free.
Oh. So you can share the game with other people?
Basically.
Then they don't deserve it.
Which is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's probably some aspect of it.
They don't deserve it.
But the other big controversy, too, is the price difference. So with this update, it's coming to Xbox for the first time for $60. Mm. Which now, it's a $60 game.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. I would be more comfortable spending $60 on it now than when I spent $60 on it, like, day two, like you and I did.
Yikes. Yeah. As you say,
yikes.
As a guy who spent $60 on it, like, I can't believe it's still $60. But then now you're on PlayStation, it's $20?
PlayStation's $20. Yep. Steam, it's $20. I don't know what it is on GOG, but in any case, it's coming out as a $60 game on Xbox, which is ridiculous.
I got to pay for that server space somehow, I guess. I can't imagine it'll stay there long.
Here's the other crazy part. So GOG released a statement saying that they are now extending their refund policy to where it does not matter when you bought the game, you can get a full refund for your game.
Nice.
Which is pretty dope of them to do it. They're like, okay, Hello Games wants to screw with our customers and fine, return the game.
I mean, they're not really screwing with their customers if there's no DRM. Like, it's how are you going to get priority if anyone can, you can just gift the title to anybody, basically?
True.
Like, I'm not...
But still.
Like, I shouldn't be speaking too much because I don't know too much how GOG works, but if it's not in DRM, that's risky.
Mm-hmm.
Risky business.
Let's go over to Curtis. What you been playing, man?
I of course Smash, because
I saw you labbing. I jumped in your chat.
Yeah, man. I was trying to lab it up a little bit.
Mario.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you saw the Mario word.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not my main either. But I don't know. Me and Mario just got a thing going on.
Who's your favorite Mario player?
My favorite would have to be Anti.
Of course. Yeah, come on, man.
He's just nasty.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
And he risks it all. But of course, the best is Ally. And not only that, I was playing some Terraria. My friend Katie, we jumped into Discord, got on some Terraria. My boy Leek was up there watching. He was like, come on, man, get in the game. He's like, nah, I'm just going to spectate. So that's cool. I was probably playing something else, but it don't really matter.
I saw you working on your spike game.
Oh, bro, yeah, I'm trying to get the dunks up. You know what I'm saying? I can't hoop no more like I used to. But in Smash, I can get my dunks up. So you know, I always do that. I got a few Twitch clips out there.
Y'all can see
me getting the dunk work.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, why are you putting so much time labbing in this four when we got Ultimate like in just a couple months?
You know, I always want to keep the skills sharp. You know, things that not everything is gonna apply, but. I mean, well, honestly, you know what? I'm going to scrap that answer. I just love Smash. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, okay. I just really, really love Super Smash Brothers. Like,
fair enough.
You know what I mean? I just really, really love the game. So when that one comes out, I'll be playing that one more. But, you know, it's kind of like, right now? Seriously? Melee.
Okay.
Woo! Brain's not working.
Okay.
It's kind of like Melee, man. You're always going to go back to it and play it just for nostalgic reasons, so.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to get Ultimate. They're going to be doing some exhibition matches at Evo, which is a pretty cool thing that's coming out.
Yes, sir.
They haven't announced who's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Zero isn't going to be at Evo.
Yeah, I heard it from him directly. I was watching his stream.
He said he's not going, right?
Yeah, he said he's not going. I mean, there's no guap for him to win because he's not going to enter the tournament. And And he was just talking about like the expenses, you know, just to kind of go out there. And but one of the main things that he said, which is interesting because we talked about, actually Emma was bringing up how when Ninja was away from the stream, how he lost all those subs. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main things Zero brought up. He's like, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to spend a bunch of money. I'm not in a tournament, so I'm not going to come home with a bunch of money unless I can't money match enough people to cover my expenses.
Actually, if anybody could, though, I mean, you know how many people just want a chance to play against that Diddy?
Yeah, no lie. Like, cats would literally line up. I mean, but here's the thing, though. That now that's taking away all the spectators and the contestants from the actual tournament.
Yeah.
Like, Zero come and wreck stuff. So, yeah, man, I get it. Like, he would be doing nothing but losing money for a game that he's kind of already played. So I get it.
Myth, Cody's going to be out there. Vast is going to be at Evo. I'm hoping to get out there. I would love to experience an Evo. That's one of the big esports events that I have yet to be able to, like, you know, plant the flag of VGB or myself, but it's one always been top tier on the list. It's in Vegas, so it's got to be fun.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Are you going to that one, Curtis?
Evo, most likely not. I probably won't be going, but I'll be watching every second, man. I love Evo. Just the way that it's set up in the it's just, Evo is unlike anything else, and it's funny because there's technically other tournaments that have money enough to kind of build it up, but it's just the atmosphere. Even not being there, you can look, and doesn't matter which game, if it's Smash, if it's Mortal Kombat, if it's Street Fighter, you could just see that the air is different. So one day I have to go and experience that.
All righty, we'll move on right to the last one. Good point. I think you gained some points there. You're gaining ground, even though you don't have too much experience in what you're playing, Curtis.
Word.
A lot of points there.
Hey, yeah, man, I've been playing for a long time, man.
All right. Emma, what you been playing?
I was gone for a week, so I wasn't playing shit. And then I came back yesterday, and I wanted something just kind of chill, so I've been popping on some Overwatch.
Said no one ever. Something Nobody plays chill. Overwatch just to chill. It's one of the most
you
maddening games
chill?
In the world.
Because I don't use a mic. It's just me, and I don't have to hear anybody else speak. So it's chill.
I was getting a little tilted watching you play because you, like, because as a streamer, you interact with your fans a lot.
Oh yeah, so I lose focus on the game.
You're one of the better ones at it, and I can tell when you're talking to someone. I was like, don't answer Pocket Asian's question. That Ryan has an ult, and he's gonna shatter you. Hold your shield up, Em. Oh, she didn't hold her shield. She got shattered. But you don't even care. Like, you're not like raging at it. You're just talking.
I'm in arcade mode.
I know, but I'm such a tryhard. To see someone not tryharding, I was just like, but the thing is, I was super impressed with, like, your skills.
Yeah, apparently you thought I was just gonna be shit.
I mean, well, yeah. See, why are you gonna take it like that? Why can't you take the compliment instead of saying I expect? I mean,
the nice
I
thing. Well,
it's a double negative, Emma.
Yeah, it's a double negative. I didn't expect you to be that good.
Well,
I didn't think you were bad. But you're really good, is what I'm
thank
saying.
You. Yeah, no, it's actually the first time I've played solidly in, like, months. Like, a lot of the stuff was like, Symmetra's change was brand new to me, the change to the classes was brand new to me. Like, I have missed a lot of shit, but Hammond came out, so I wanted to play some of that.
So you did. I did see you rocking the Death Hamster when you could, because everybody just insta-locks him right now.
And Murder Boy. I spent the first like hour of stream just doing no limits, just so we could do Hammond on Hammond on Hammond.
What did you think?
I think I like him. I think it'll be easier to tell when I'm not doing 6-on-6 Hammond matches.
Yeah.
I think I like him. He's got, like, the pinpoint sort of aim of Orisa, but the lower damage, I think, of D.Va, maybe. It feels like it doesn't do as much damage as Orisa.
Yeah.
And then I kept forgetting about his, what is it, the, like, slam down into the ground. I forgot that every time.
It seems like you forget moves, because I saw you play an entire D.Va match without using your missiles once.
Yeah, because it's been so long since I played that I've only played her a couple times with missiles. So I forget that she has them.
You did take that feedback, because there was one time a Lucio was just dancing in your face, and you were sitting there tracking him, and you did kill him, but it took you, like, 8 seconds because D.Va does no damage.
Yeah.
When you could have just hit your shoulder button and just murked him.
Yeah, you popped in chat, and I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot she has that now.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I played consistently. I haven't even done comp the last two seasons, I think. I did like, one of my placement matches, but I don't like to stream my placements so much because I want to focus.
I got it. So things that tilted me was, like, I saw you go into comp, and usually like when I'm streaming, I'll try and talk to people, whatever. I don't have near as active as a chat as you do, but then when I do, I interact. But when I go comp, I'm like, all right, boys, blinders on. Like, I'm tryharding. You were still the same. You didn't jump in chat to talk to your teammates. And
well, I don't do that regardless.
Why, Emma?
Because I'm a woman and I've gotten over.
I've played Overwatch with plenty of women.
Nah, I'm over it. I got over it years ago. Like, honestly, it's as every once in a while, like, you'll have good communication with good teammates, but it's not worth the amount of time that it's horrible. And, like, that's just what it comes down to. I stopped using a mic years ago because I was just sick of the constant harassment and abuse. I'm just over it.
Your name in the game is a helpless girl.
It is.
Are you asking for it? Do people just talk shit passively?
I don't. Well, I mean, they did at the time. Like, well, the most common thing, the only thing that my name really garnered was, oh my God, do you think that's really a girl?
Yeah.
That was like based on my.
I saw a look in your eyes too, yeah. And not that I'm victim blaming whatsoever, but you know, if you know that the issue is that, you have every right to make your name whatever you want, but when you do that, you have to acknowledge you're going to get targeted. Like, if I name myself Torb Main, same thing. It's going to be probably might even be worse.
I'm about to say that's kind
of. But at that point, people are going after you because of the game you're playing, and not because of your gender.
Okay.
So I just got over. I've had that name since I got Xbox Live 15 years ago. So I'm not letting it go.
Yeah.
I got it when I was very, very young, and it was like, it was a thing that we thought was funny.
It's still funny.
We think
you
it
got
is,
killed
we,
by a helpless girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was what it was. Like, yeah. We played a lot of Halo, so the kill messages were always, a helpless girl killed you, or you were killed by a helpless girl. And we're like, yeah. Oh, that's so funny, because I'm 8.
That's funny, and I'm 30 now.
Yeah. So it was just one of those, like, it's just not worth it to me. I have more fun, and I'm able to enjoy gaming more without talking to people and without dealing with that shit. Because If I started talking, it wouldn't matter what my name is, because as soon as you hear my voice, you know I'm a chick.
Like, or you're going to hear, are you a boy? Are you a little tiny boy?
Yeah.
That's the one that's cringy to me, because every time a girl talks, there's always a guy. There is usually a guy who's like, oh, hey, little boy. And
what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always think you're, because they would rather, they're more likely to believe that like a 9-year-old boy is playing than a grown woman.
That's on them for being so ignorant.
So I just have a much healthier relationship with gaming since I stopped using a mic online.
Okay, that's so, all justified.
I use it in party. Like, if I party up with like 3 or 4 people that I know, like I use party.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's people that you know, if it's a crew that you know, you're good with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if it's some randos, you're like, yeah, I'm not rocking with you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, your mental health is always more important
100%
than any other thing. So
yeah. So you were mentioning, because you were asking what rank I was. I usually rank like high gold, and then you were saying like I would, you know, I could get into plat if I would like communicate with people, and I'm like, I would rather stay in gold and not hate my life.
Yeah.
And not deal with people, because then it just becomes a constant. Because the other thing that was annoying is it becomes a constant battle. Muting people all the time. Like, I have to pause in the middle of a game to mute somebody and to block somebody. And I'm just like, I'm over it. I'm over it.
That was good to dig into, but the most maddening thing was a great friend of ours, Pocket Asian, sent you a mechanical keyboard.
Yes.
And you're playing on an Xbox.
I am.
And then you're going over and talking about how much you love the sound of this keyboard. And you're clicking and clacking, but then you go back to your little controller.
Yep. It's so quiet. I love it. It's a nice.
The offer stands right now.
I will
buy you Overwatch. You just have to play with me and Rachel.
I appreciate it, but I don't want you to spend money on something I'm not going to play.
That easy. She let you down easy.
She did. She let me down easy.
It's,
but
it's a financial,
but what she doesn't understand, it wasn't for my gain. It was definitely to boost your reputation as a gamer. Really?
Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
There's some changes coming to Overwatch. I think you're gonna be pretty upset about Mercy getting another nerf.
I'm real mad. I'm not so much a Mercy main anymore. I definitely was at one time. But, like, she is just... I stopped being a Mercy main when they had the big change to the Valkyrie.
I love how they took all the supports and gave them pretty much all buffs.
Except my girl.
Except Mercy. And Brig got a little tiny nerf. But they took Mercy's healing from 60 per second to 50, which is like a 17% decrease. It's like kicking a dead corpse.
Just fucking leave her alone. Like, honestly, just leave her alone. I get it. Whoever fucking Blizzard hates Mercy and they want her out of the game, whatever, just leave her alone.
To give some context, though, like, to just so you know who you're dealing with when you hear Emma's opinions on Mercy, she wants to bring back the big six-man reses.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. That is the greatest feeling in the world, is that big res. I was fine. I'm even fine with them taking that out. But it's the best feeling in the whole wide world.
Webb's face right now.
You've never experienced it.
Oh, no, I've experienced it. I've just been on the other team. When I'm like, all right, we got this. We got this. We're at checkpoint 3. This is it. They're all...
And here we're all back again.
Why didn't no one kill the Mercy? Why didn't nobody kill the Mercy?
That's on
someone
you guys.
Get the Mercy. Someone get the Mercy. That's what Chris was saying on the last episode. You always hear someone yelling that.
Get the Mercy, get the Mercy, get the Mercy, get the Mercy. Yeah, over and over again. And then just one Q button erases an entire 5 minutes of team fighting. In my case.
I think.
Oh my god! Did you just say why?
The Y
button.
Why? Oh, the Y button.
How's the quiz? She talking? It's not why. It's because she's on the controller.
I was trying to give her Brig tips because I like to play a lot of Brig, and her Brig was good. But there's like this combo that you can do where you just erase squishies, and I was trying to explain it, and I was like, okay, cancel into your shift, and then she was like, what's a shift? And I had to look at her interface. Oh my god!
I was like, I don't know what that button is. And the great thing is, even if I did ever end up with it on PC, I would still play with a controller.
You know what, though?
You are the worst kind of person.
Hey, I'm the worst kind of person, too, because I was playing Terraria with the little 8-bit dough controller.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I've been playing games since Atari, dog.
What up, controllers?
You know what I'm saying?
We have a friend who plays PC with a Overwatch with the controller, and he's like... He's good. Yeah, he beats PC players.
Mid to top tier gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could call that good.
Wow. The haterade is thick right now.
Now I have the Elite controller. So I like have my flippers. And now I can't I can't play Overwatch with a regular controller anymore. I have to have the Elite controller because I need the flippers. I've like become so reliant on them.
I realized very quickly I need to be more cautious of my play under my alt account because it's What's Up Pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is not huge by any means, but we got listeners. And even more so than that, you know, I did a lot of podcasting and stuff on camera for The Shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said the What's Up Pizzas. It's my Twitter handle. And I got recognized for the first time on the thing as like a Shock guy. And like, I was toxic the match before.
Oh, like, no.
Just one match prior, I was all sorts of pissed off.
Oh, damn.
And I come into this one and I'm like, all right, people better fucking do their jobs. You know, I didn't say this yet.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, what's up, pizzas? Are you the Shock podcast guy? And I was like, hey, what's up, pizzas? Yeah, I am. Let's win. You know?
Let's go, team.
Catchphrases.
You got this, buddy.
Look at this team. It's going to do great.
Yeah, I was trying to go above and beyond to be cheery because the last thing I would need is like, okay, I'm going to put this on Twitch, or I'm going to record this, or put it on social media. I just played with What's Up Pizzas from The Shock, and he called me a this or that. And then it was very weird. Then the whole rest of the night, I was on my best. So shout outs to that guy. He also told me he applied for the social media job, but I had to pretend I didn't hear him. I was like, oh, what? Oh, no. I had nothing to do with that hire.
That's another thing I don't have to worry about, as I don't use a mic.
Yeah, there you go.
Nobody fucking talking to me.
So let's get caught up a little bit more from Emma's Comic-Con experience, because I do want you to give a shout-out to Ray and your experience on the runway, because it's been all over the social medias and stuff. You can finally explain what this secret project was.
Yeah. So we talked around it a lot leading up to the show. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Rachel was the designer this year for the Her Universe fashion show, and I was the model. And part of the show is that you can't say what it is.
Okay.
It has to be secret until the show. You can't say, you can't post like what the design is. You can't post the sketch of the design. You can't say what it's based off of.
Okay.
So now we can talk about the fact that she based it off of Overwatch, specifically D.Va. And she went for like a racer vibe. So it was like racer jogger pants, a crop leather jacket, crop top. It worked really well. But then the exciting part is that the pants were tearaway.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there's a big, poofy, light-up teal skirt underneath it, which is her ult, like the big explosion. So she rips off the pants, which are the mech, and there's the big ult underneath it. And that was, like, the big moment of it all. So I ripped my pants off on stage.
I was wondering what that was, because I was like, is that a tutu? Is that a...
It was a big old organza tulle skirt.
That was dope.
It was amazing. But so I remember when she... The first thing that she said to me when she was talking about, like, the first thing I got out of the blue was a text that said, how good are you at tearaway pants?
How good do I need to be?
Yeah. I was like, I've never tried, but this is the greatest text I've ever gotten in my life. And then a couple weeks before the show, we were talking about it some more, and she was like, yeah, I got you some like blue shorts to wear underneath it just in case. And I was like, just in case what? What is going to happen? But everything stayed in place. Everything stayed on. Did the walk. It all went really well. It was great. It was a great show. Absolutely. The 13th Doctor showed up, and we both cried.
Yeah, no, you mentioned
that's
like
awesome.
What's her name?
Jodie Whittaker.
What?
The actress who plays the new Doctor. Did you actually get to hug or interact?
No.
Or anything?
Oh my God, I'm upset about it. Rachel did, but so the fashion show works in groups. So the first two groups went, and then the host of the show came out and was like, "Oh, we had a problem. Like one of our models from the very beginning of the show didn't get to walk. Like we don't, you know, there was a mix up in schedules, so we're just gonna have her walk real quick. It's gonna be like, I'm really sorry, you guys." And then the model comes out and she's got like the 13th Doctor outfit on with her hood up and her head down. And we were watching on monitors from backstage, and I saw like her chin, mm-hmm. and I just like screamed. I was like, "It's Jodie Whittaker!"
Hold on, wait, was that her that went on stage?
Yes.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. And I just like screamed. I was like, "It's Jodie Whittaker!" And she flips up her hood and it's her.
That's
and
crazy.
I just start crying. I was like, "There's so much happening right now, I don't know what to do." So I'm crying. Rachel's about to cry. And then so we're watching from backstage and we're like on deck because we're the next group that's gonna go after these after everything happens. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting like we're on the side, we're gonna enter stage, and we can see where she's gonna exit. They were like, "Oh shit, she's leaving. She's exiting from the other side of the stage." And I fucking took off to the other end of the stage. And Rachel comes running after me, and we're standing in front of her, we get to the other side, and we're like, "Oh my God, she's right there. She's right there." And our friend Tanya was with us, and so she hugs Tanya, she hugs Rachel, and she gets to me. She like looks at me and she's like gonna hug me, and somebody pulls her away. And they're like, "This little girl over here really wants to meet you." And there's like a little 8-year-old girl. And I was like, "This little girl wants to meet you." And I wasn't crying anymore because I didn't want her to think I was crazy, but I had that like crying breathing going on. I was like, "I'm emotional. I can't handle this." I'm like, we had eye contact, there was a moment, and then they pulled her away.
I was gonna be the next companion. I was gonna go on adventures. I was gonna be in space.
About to bring you on the show.
And then they took her away from me, and I was very upset. And then like somebody was like, "Models, you have to go back. You can't be back here." And they were like, "Ugh."
Dang.
I was very sad. And I'm like, you cannot emotionally destroy me like this and then be like, "Cool, I'm on stage."
That explains like the tenacity you had on the stage, because I saw the video, and it's like, you know, when you think you know someone and then you see a completely different side of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt. Like,
the walk was fierce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, like I'm walking and I got something to do, you know? And
slay, then, slay, then, slay.
Yeah,
pause, turn, slay, slay. I was like, okay, let's get it.
Rips her pants off and then like does this little like sideway tilt thing with the face looking all pissed off. Like, yeah, I ripped my pants and I'm pissed about it. And then you keep walking. I wanted to hear a giant nerf this though.
I kept waiting for it.
I have a video to show you because my friend Nicole edited a nerf this remix to it and timed it perfectly. So I have a video of that now.
Oh, of the sound of the ult and everything?
Yeah. Okay. I'll show you after the show. It's fucking fantastic. But you can't tell from that angle, but the lights in front of us actually go all the way down. So from the other angle, you can tell. It gets dark, so you can actually see the skirt light up more. Because there's like five strands of LEDs, so there's five battery packs in that skirt.
Oh, jeez. Holy smokes.
It was a little heavy.
Did you think about going solar?
It was a little much, but it worked out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. It looked like you guys had a great time. I didn't see any of the other competitors, but I think you guys should have won.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Partially because I'm your friend, partially because I love Overwatch. Who ended up winning then?
So there are three winners for the show. There's a judges winner, a craftsmanship winner, and an audience winner. The judges winner was this beautiful Shape of Water dress. Like silk dupioni fins is a whole thing. I'll show you guys pictures afterward. The craftsmanship winner was this woman that did. She did this really cool Howl's Moving Castle thing where she was like Howl's court, like a corset in his design on one side, and then the other half of it was his beast form and like these hundreds of hand-sewn feathers that created the beast.
Jeez.
And then the audience winner was this somebody made a like a jacket of the power loader from Alien.
Oh,
okay.
It was sick. It was fucking sick. But there was, I think, you know, Rachel did win in one respect because there were people from Blizzard there in the audience. They loved it.
Really?
They loved
new skin?
It. I mean, we're hoping. I don't think so, but it'd be cool. But like the video was posted by somebody from Blizzard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Somebody that works in merchandising. And, like, he like came up to us after the show and was like, you know, I work for Blizzard. Like, that was amazing. That was incredible. Like, it was, so she was, like, super hyped, and there was, like, a couple, somebody else that worked, you know, from Blizzard, they, like, exchanged contact information, so she was really hyped, because they had told her before the show, like, we were talking to people that staffed it, and they worked there, and they're like, oh, by the way, Blizzard's gonna be here tonight, no pressure.
Snap.
She was like, oh,
So.
That's crazy.
So we're changing the costume. We're painting it yellow, now you're Kill Bill.
Beatrix kiddo.
It was a good night. It was a good time.
Good. I'm glad you had fun. You guys represented VGB. I was very proud of you guys that you went out there and doing it. I love Rachel. I think that the fact that she goes out and gets it, there's not enough people who just go out there and go for it. Mm-hmm. Me and Curtis talked about this before.
Yep.
Like, there's something to be said about people who are just out there making things happen.
Absolutely.
And I hope she sticks with it. And maybe next year will be the year, man.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting. David's been gone for weeks. It's been really hard coming up with news stories. I'll be honest. Like, it's something that I took for granted in his absence. So it gives me great pleasure to lead into this next segment.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys are welcome. Is this your first time hearing this?
David's okay. Telling it. David's telling it. David's telling it. Now he's telling the news.
Wow, look at that. The remix.
I've been thinking about it ever since you left.
Well, a lot of the news is still Comic-Con stuff that we talked about on Saturday. But one big thing that came out was Fortnite had a new SMG that came out like yesterday, and it hit the audience like fire. I mean, people were just pissed about it. Some people loved it, some people hated it, most people hated it for a couple different reasons. Number one, it was way too strong. I watched a video posted by Ninja.
Ridiculously strong.
Insane. It was too strong, it was way too fast, and it was way too accurate. It got to the point to where people were actually carrying around four of these SMGs and nothing else.
So Svenos, who's the energy Fortnite guy, like posted a kind of a viral video the other day of him just mopping people with this SMG.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I saw that,
and his
too.
Thing
yeah.
was just like, I love this thing. Like,
yeah.
If you're really good at the game, like, yeah. if you're mechanically sound, like, this game made it infinitely easier, probably.
It's
and
ridiculous.
It was just a matter of time, and they jumped on it really quick.
Really fast. So they actually, somebody from Epic actually posted on Reddit late Wednesday afternoon. So if you're listening to Twitch right now today, and they posted the changes, and they did it. They said it was a hot fix, which from what I understand, it kind of sounds like the fixes were already kind of in the game and they just flipped the switch to make it live. So I guess like they kind of thought this might be a little strong. Let's put something in the back door just in case.
Right.
So, real quick, so some of the changes, the SMG and the compact SMG, the accuracy has been reduced from 35% to 15%.
Whoa.
So that's a
wider,
big drop.
Wider spread on the bullets?
Wider yep. spread on the bullet, yeah. Okay. SMG damage reduced from 19, 20, 21 to 17, 18, 19. And that what that tells me is that depending on how close you are to somebody, the compact SMG damage reduced from 23-24 to 21-22. Fire rate reduced from 13 to 12. Basically, they just really nerfed it. The range, it was at 24,000, 35,000, and 5,000, and it brought it all the way back down to 2,000, 3,000, and 4,000.
Jesus. So, Emma, your favorite game in the world, Fortnite, how did this make you feel that they're, you know, just kind of throwing out patches willy-nilly?
I could not care less. I really couldn't.
Did you see how I took advantage of while you were gone? I titled the episode Battle Royale Mode.
I did. Yeah. I did. I was like, I leave for 1 week, and suddenly it's the Battle Royale thing.
Yes. We had to get on the trend. Curtis, you just downloaded the game, man. When are you going to get on it?
Oh, man. Probably tonight.
Yeah? Would you download it on?
Have strength, man. Resist. Oh, so, resist it.
I'm trying. The temptation is strong. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
What made you, after all, you know, it's, you know, there's other games out there now, Realm Royale, PUBG, and Fortnite. What made you choose Fortnite?
Just people that I'm in, like, different discords with, just, like, seeing them play, and y'all know I get lonely. I work at home.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm home alone a lot. And I'm like, you know, I love playing Smash. I play so much Smash, like, off stream. And I was just like, you know what? Let me... I'm socially rebellious. So, like, the things that get, like, popular, I'm like, eh, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm like, okay, Kurt, you can do a little bit better about reaching out to people and probably trying to make some new friends and have some games. And since Corey didn't get me Overwatch like he was going to get Emma.
I mean,
I've stooped this low.
It's burning a hole in my pocket. So if you'll play it on the PC with me, I just want more friends.
Hey, man. we could talk about it. We could talk that Fortnite might be gone tonight, people. But, right. You know, we'll see as this stream progresses.
So there was more controversy. We were talking about last week. I gave Realm Royale all this praise for their first e-sporting event and how seamless it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
1 week later, they do another one today. They put out a new patch like yesterday or this morning, and they were planning on running a tournament on the new patch, and did one round. Second round, thing crapped out. They had to postpone it.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect.
It's true, but I just don't think Fortnite... Or Fortnite Battle Royale games are meant for esports. It's just too many obstacles.
Yeah.
Like, how does this not get tested?
That's always been my question. Like, whenever a new game comes out and the servers crash that night, I'm like, really? How is this not tested? You guys did betas?
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
That's basically what it's like.
It's crazy. Realm Royale, I hope it picks up. Selfishly, because I love Hi-Rez as a studio. I love the people who work there. I love that their Smite casters are crossing over into Battle Royale, because I've always said they have some of the best casters in esports.
Yeah, they do.
So they're getting a chance to shine on a little bit, you know, on this game with a huge potential. And NRG just picked up a guy named Bird.
I saw that.
Yeah, he used to play Overwatch, and there was a meme about him because he was so overpowered. Like, if he was on the other team, everyone would spam chat, GG, we got Bird. Like... It's over.
Snap. Okay.
He teams with Kefri, who is another like Overwatch guy streamer, and they've just been dominating. They've been tearing up the scene. There was like, it was 10 rounds. I think they won like 6 of them flat out.
Yeah.
It's like golf where you want to have the lowest score possible. Like, a kill gives you negative 2 points. The higher your score, the more points you get. So you want to have like low.
Yeah.
They had negative 60 points. The next closest one was like negative 10 or something.
Jeez.
Wrecked.
Damn.
Wrecked.
Probably suffering from that ligma.
Oh, my God. Wow. We almost went an entire show.
You had to bring it up.
Hey, right. Hey, I'm downloading Fortnite.
Cue the music.
I'm diagnosing ligma.
Cue the music.
Just going down.
Cue the music. Do you want to run through the last couple stories quickly?
Oh, yeah, just really quick. So Pokemon Go now has lucky Pokemon.
Yep.
There was a bit of a mix-up. They announced it yesterday. They did everything. There was ping announcements in the game. There were tweets. There were posts.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually wasn't live yesterday.
The update wasn't live, yeah.
No. They made it live today. Basically, lucky Pokemon are when you... The longer you have a Pokemon in your inventory, when you trade that, it has the potential of becoming a shiny lucky Pokemon. Ooh. Which takes less Stardust to power up.
That's really a big... I see the look in your face, Emma. You're not impressed.
I still haven't installed it.
You look like Shania Twain over there. I know it... I know it doesn't impress you much, but I am impressed.
That's great.
He's not bad.
I actually meant to reinstall it, and I just forgot.
It's so fun. I'm so tilted at you again that you have the little tracker thing.
It's sitting in my car right now.
Oh, my God.
Can I have it?
No.
Just out of spite.
Why? You don't even like the game. Why do you hate me? I'm gonna spring your favorite question back on you. Why do you hate me?
I just wanted to see that look on your face. I just wanted to watch the light disappear from your eyes.
Holy crap, that's a super villain.
Okay, Thanos.
Yeah.
She wants to look upon the sunset.
Jeez. On the grateful universe.
That's my boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emma, I missed you. I really did.
It's been a while.
All right. What's that band? Damn. It's been a while.
Stained.
Stained.
There it is.
Bruh. I got the Shania Twain reference, but I missed the Stained reference.
Good Lord. I see where your priorities are.
It's okay. You're getting older.
Yeah, I'm getting real old. Getting real old. Well, that's the way the show's going to end, everybody. Just that down note of Emma just crushing my hopes and dreams. And
that's what we like to do here.
Yeah. Emma, what you got to promote? What's your stream schedule looking like?
I don't even know. I haven't made a schedule for this week. So I know. I'll probably be on tomorrow afternoon. Catch me tomorrow afternoon.
Do you think we're going to do a family stream next Tuesday for the update of Sea of Thieves?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I say we do that. Go ships. Cannot wait.
But are there diving bells?
Not until you get the job at Rare and make that happen.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Fucking diving bells.
You and your diving.
They have. They're hiring. I'm just saying.
I don't live in the UK.
Remote teleconferencing. It's a thing.
I'm like, I can't dev. I can't code. All I want to do is give you one idea and then leave
and bounce.
David, please save us. What's your schedule?
I'm gonna be playing the new Sea of Thieves update next Tuesday.
Oh, where'd you get that idea? Top tier streamers over here. You guys are actually like affiliate streamers. You gotta get the schedule on lock.
I just got back.
All right. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But you got back from like a vacation. All right. Curtis, do you have a stream schedule?
A stream schedule? I've pretty much been going just about every day that I'm not here. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love Sunday.
Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So pretty much every day.
We're just saying days.
Yeah, music songs, references. Pretty much every day except for not Wednesday and not Saturday. Expecting to be on there playing maybe Overwatch.
Ooh. And then last thing, people, if you listen to the show and you enjoy it and you're listening on an iTunes device, enabled device, whether it's an iPad, your Nest, I don't know, whatever you listen to the show on, go into the iTunes store and rate the show 5 stars. I understand, like, you know, we beg for money sometimes. You could give us your Amazon, you know, Twitch Prime money on Twitch, and we have a Patreon still, I think, out there floating around. But it's as good as money. You could really help out a podcast in need if you rate the show 5 stars on whatever you're listening to, whether it's Stitcher. We're back on the Google Marketplace store. Spotify, I don't think you can rate, but still, let people know you're listening to it. Tweet us. You can follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. Tons of stuff that we've been putting up on there too. Highlights from the show. That's it. Go home, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Saturday for Emma Skies, the real David Webb, Curtis Fisher. My name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.